Hey, everybody, how y'all doing today? Joining me, Trainer Ray, talking about nutrition for everyone. I want to thank my gospel soul for allowing me to have this show on Saturdays at 12 noon. I hope you get a lot out of what you hear today. And I know we've talked about nutrition before, but you know, we want to kind of dig deep on the carbohydrates and things that they, things that you really need, like carbohydrates, proteins, fats, and all this other stuff. So everybody that's tuning in, if you have any questions or would like to ask a question, you can give me a call at 347-826-9424 and press 1. And I can put you on with me to answer any and all questions that you may have. So if you have a question, again, you can call my number, 347-826-9424, and press 1 if you would like to be heard or if you have a comment about anything I'm getting ready to discuss. Now, you know, as I talked about, there are three major parts of nutrition that people have to have. Well, better yet, there are three categories that people have to use in order to lose weight, which is cardio, weightlifting, and nutrition. Now, nutrition is a big key, and nutrition is the number one thing in all your fitness. And I'm gonna dig a little deeper into the nutrition side, because you know there are recommended nutrient intakes that people have to have, meaning there's so much of each of those categories that you have to have in your body, such as protein, carbohydrates, fats, vitamins, minerals, and water. You know, a lot of people don't know how much of it they should have in their body or what's recommended. And a lot of times people don't take the time to read these things about what's recommended in the body as far as nutrition goes. Like, for instance, protein. Protein, you have to take approximately 50 to 70 grams, depending on the body size. Or some people say 12% to 20% of calorie intake should be protein. So that means whatever meal you're taking in, you need to take in at least 12% to 20% of protein. Most people time to look at the packages, to read the chart on the side of the boxes and the packages to see how much protein is needed. You should take that time out to make sure that you get enough protein in your body, because protein builds muscle in the body. Some people think that protein is an energy source, and it's not. Protein has to rebuild the muscles after workouts. Now, the body will use it as an energy source if it doesn't have enough carbs in the system in order to have, if it doesn't have enough carbs in the system for energy. So, if you don't have enough carbs, it will take away from your protein. Now, taking away from your protein takes away from your muscle, which you don't want to lose muscle, especially if you're trying to build muscle or build a certain size. You know, you got like, now if you got people like marathon runners, you know, a lot of them are not big. They're not muscular because they run all the time, constantly running, but they have to have a lot of carbs in their system in order to extend those runs or to be able to run as far as they run, because a lot of them run a lot of distances. So we got to take heed to what we're taking into our bodies. Now, your carbohydrates. Carbohydrates is an energy source, and a minimum of 125 grams, optimum 350 to 400 grams, or it would be 50% to 65% of caloric intake should be carbohydrates. Now, yeah, remember, your carbs is your energy source. But see, a lot of people have a problem. They take these carbs in at night when they get ready to go to bed, and that's the bad time to take it in, because you're not giving your body enough time to work it out. And when I say work it out, that means getting some exercise in your life. And ain't nobody finna get up in the middle of the night trying to do no workout. If you do, you're a good one. But, you know, most of the time, ain't nobody trying to get up in the middle of the night to do no workout. But, so just got me be mindful of when you take these carbs in. Take these carbs in an hour or so before you go to work out. Take these carbs in an hour or so before you go running. Or whatever the case may be. So take these carbs in at the right time to make sure your body's using it for when it should be used. Now, for fats, approximately 30 to 65 grams, depending on caloric consumption. You shouldn't have fats in your body, but you still got to have fats in your body. And it's good to have those fats because you have good fats and bad fats. And if I see him go each one, you'd probably be like, what is he talking about? So, you know, I don't want to bore you with the technical terms of all the different fats, but just know that your body should consume some fats in your body. So if you look at a lot of your, nutritional charts on your packages, it's going to say how much fats is in there. And I'm sure a lot of places, you're going to find some things that have zero trans fat or zero fats, which is good sometimes, but sometimes you still need that fat in your body. So don't be afraid, but as long as you don't consume too much. A lot of people out here not taking vitamins. Vitamins is very important. Vitamins is important for the fact that if you are not consuming enough vitamins throughout your meals, throughout the day, you have to have a substitute, which are vitamins from the store. And there's no problem with taking vitamins from the store because it helps you to put things in your body that you're not consuming throughout the day or throughout your meals. And you have to have them, so always be mindful. You're not always going to get what you need in your meals unless now you're really conscious of everything that you're taking in. If you watch how many proteins, carbs, fats, vitamins, and minerals you're taking into your body, that's different because you know what you need. But most people, the average person, doesn't have a clue. So you should buy or get a bottle one a day. Just take a vitamin a day to help maintain and sustain your body as far as what you're taking in your body every day. And minerals, your body needs minerals. There's a recommended amount, but it's listed in the RDA. You would have to go into the RDA and find out what's the recommended amount for minerals. But look on your medicine bottles or look at your vitamins and minerals in the stores. It'll tell you how many you should take a day or how much you can consume. Now, water. Let's talk about water, which I know a lot of you out here are not taking enough water in your system. At least, or get in your body at least 8 glasses a day for a minimum. But some people, they look at it like, okay, this is wintertime. In wintertime, I don't have to drink as much water. But that's not a true fact. You still need to maintain your water because your body's made up anywhere between 75 to 80% of water. Your body's made up of more water than anything else. So you have to have that water in your body. So you need to be taking at least a minimum of 8 glasses, a minimum. So you have to make sure you're maintaining enough water in your body, even in the wintertime, but especially in the summertime. Because in the summertime, your body's hot, and people don't think they lose water. Especially, in the wintertime, people think they don't lose water, but people lose water if you're sweating. And your body perspires daily, so there's no way to stop that. You don't lose water. And especially now during the summertime, you lose a lot of water because you sweat tremendously, especially if it's extra hot outside and you're sitting around your body. If you feel your body sweating, perspiring, you're losing water. You have to get that water in your body. And once you get that water in your body, it helps your body to excrete the waste out your body. It pushes everything out, cleans your organs, cleans your kidneys and liver function. So you want to make sure your organs are clean and out, because some people, or some of us out here in the world, take medication. And people don't realize, just taking aspirin, just taking medication for whatever it may be, for hearts or insulin or whatever, your body has to filter that through the kidneys. But in order for your kidneys to work properly and function like it should, you have to drink water. Water is very, very important consumption. So you want to make sure that you are drinking enough water every day, daily. Now, again, if there's anybody listening that would like to say anything or have a question, you can give me a call at 347-826-9424 and press 1, and I will answer your call or your question. So feel free to give me a call anytime throughout this presentation or throughout the show. So, but also thank you for listening, the ones that are out there listening. Now, you'll find that some people want to go vegetarian, which vegetarian is cool, because it cuts out a lot of things that you're getting that are bad in a regular diet. But see, if you go I have nothing against vegetarians, you know, because I just make sure, they should just make sure that they're getting enough protein in their body, enough whatever they need as far as to maintain their body, get whatever they need in their system, you know. And a lot of times they know they could get different proteins or different things from beans and other stuff that they eat, so they don't have to eat meats. But some of them are different vegetarians, which you got some that call lacto-ovo-vegetarian, eggs, but exclude meat, fish, poultry from their diet. Whereas a pure vegan or vegetarian, which they say vegan, eats only food from plant sources. So you have to maintain, either way, whether you go vegetarian or just eat regular meals, you still got to maintain a proper amount of protein, carbohydrates, fats in your body. But you can get these things from other areas. Now, don't get confused. Vegans or vegetarians, they stay healthy also. And I haven't seen one yet. I've talked to a couple of them. I haven't seen one yet that's doesn't look like they're eating right, doesn't look like they doing what they're supposed to do, because they know what they do. They research it. They find out about what they got to do. Because, you know, a lot of people get on these diets out here too. And I've heard of different diets out here. I've heard of the Atkins diet, the beach diet, the keto diet. I'm not a real big fan of dieting. I just try to find somebody like to eat a healthier lifestyle. I have a healthier lifestyle. And I think, me personally as a trainer, I feel that as long as you're eating right, 5 to 6 meals a day will help you lose the weight you're trying to lose or gain the weight you're trying to lose. I mean, you're trying to gain if you're eating right. 5 to 6 small meals a day for dieting, it's the biggest key, and that's all you need. I don't believe in cutting out this thing and that thing. I don't believe in cutting out everything, because when you start to cut things out, that's when you start to miss something that you have to have. That's when the vitamins come in. So, and I'm a firm believer, when I teach my clients about working out or eating right, I try to give them a guide. I give them a sample plan, but at the same time, they don't have to follow that plan directly. But what it does is it gives them an option of being able to make their meals fit them. Their meals fit their daily routine, what they like. Because what happens is, when people get on these diet plans they find in the book, they tend to get in their diet, that plan, and it becomes repetition, it becomes over and over, and most people get bored. That's how most people get in trouble, because they get bored. And once they get bored, they tend to just forget about it and say, don't worry about it. I'm not going to eat this guy because it's over with. And just eating the same thing over and over and over and over and over again, it's not good. And people got to understand, you have to put variety in your your dieting or meal planning. So always take heed to what you decide to lose weight. And be cautious of everything you do. Now, a lot of people don't know how many calories come in certain foods, whether you're vegan or whether you just eat regular meals. If you look up charts online, you can always look up charts online as far as how many calories is in each item that you eat, or you can find out how many carbohydrates is in each item, or how many fats is in each item, you know, because a lot of people don't realize, you know, some lean ground beef, about 3 ounces, carries about 214 calories. And if it's lean, it has 0 grams of carbohydrates but 14 grams of fat. So you want to get some stuff in also, which is no problem, because you can always substitute your carbohydrate with something like potatoes, pasta, rice, noodles. But you don't eat an abundance of those items. Because once you go to eat an abundance of those items, that's when you start to put on the extra weight. Because, you know, you can look at like an apple. A medium-sized apple has about 80 calories, 20 carbohydrates, 20 grams of carbohydrates, and 1 gram of fat. But an apple is good for you. You got to have food in your body. You got to have these different items in your body in order to maintain a good, healthy meal plan. And you can always look these items up online. Some people, you know, like to eat turkey. Some people don't like turkey, but you got turkey. You can get the dark meat of a turkey is 160 calories with 6 grams of fat. That's good. That's lean. Now, I have a book out. You can contact me directly at 662-497-6807. Or you can email me at fitnessevolution350@yahoo.com. You can request this book I have on recipes that are healthy recipes. And I even have some myself that I have here at the house with me, some recipes that you can have for pretty much any meal. You know, you can make nutritional meals. Some people go to these restaurants and they like that spinach artichoke dip. I have a recipe for that. I have recipes for different cookies. I have recipes for different meals. So if you need a book or a guide or something that can help you get these meal plans started in your system or get these meal plans right, you can contact me and I can send you my book, or if you see me in person, I can get you a book or a copy of the book that I have, which is labeled through my company, Fitness Evolution, which will help you be able to maintain a good nutritional meal for breakfast, lunch, dinners, snacks, smoothies, and everything you can have. So if you need those things, please contact me for smoky fish tacos. And a lot of people are not into different meals. Some people don't like to try something different. Sometimes something different is a lot better than staying with the same thing over and over and over again. And with this smoky fish tacos, it has about 10 grams of fat. You got 2 grams of saturated fat, 2 grams of monounsaturated unsaturated fat, and 1 gram of polyunsaturated fat, 32 grams of protein, 20 grams of carbohydrates, which will consist of fibers and sugars, 5 grams of fiber and 2 grams of sugar. Your cholesterol is low at 77 milligrams. Your iron, you have iron, you got 10% of iron. Your calcium is 3%. Potassium is 600 milligrams. So you got vitamin A, 4% of vitamin A, and 8% of vitamin C. So you're kind of getting a lot of stuff in this meal. You're not getting a whole bunch of vitamins and different ions and stuff, but you can always substitute that whatever you need if you get more vitamins, get vitamins in your body. Everybody should be taking a vitamin a day. So just be mindful that if you need something different, need some recipes, please contact me because I can get them for you. I have my, like I said, my own book out there. And if you would like to get it, just contact me, and I'll make sure you get that. The book is very, very, it's very good, and a lot of recipes in there have been tried and tested, and they're actually really good. So I would advise you, if you need those things or want something different, contact me. Don't be afraid to try something different because some people just don't like change. And change sometimes is always good, especially when it comes to nutrition. Now, at the same time, you got to be careful how you cook these meals because you want to make sure that your meals or your meat are cooked up to temperature. Let's say that. I can't say well done because everybody don't eat well done meals. Everybody eat well done steaks and well done. Everybody don't eat well done. Like me, myself, I like myself cooked because I want to make sure it's gone. It's dead, but I know it's dead anyway, but I'm just saying I just like my stuff cooked well. But what you do is, you know, make sure your food is cooked up to temperature. And when I say up to temperature, if you're cooking it yourself, invest in a food thermometer. They have the new thermometers now that are digital. So you just stick it in the meat, the mug gives you a number, beep, there it is. You know, with temperatures, you can always look up online what your temperature should be for certain meats and certain things you should be, how temperature should be for the right temperature to eat. Be careful taking in a lot of foods that have a lot of salt in it because salt retains water in the body, which is okay to have water in the body, but salt retains a lot of water in the body. And a lot of people don't realize that seafood has a lot of salt in it because they come from salt water. And I had to learn that one day when I was training to be on show, to do a bodybuilding show. And my teacher was an old school bodybuilder from the 80s, and he was like, I was thinking, shoot, you know, I got to get some protein in my system, you know, for this bodybuilding. But he was like, you can't eat shrimp. Like, what you mean? Because seafood has a lot more protein than anything else. So when he told me that seafood has salt in it, I had to stop eating the shrimp and stuff because of the salt, because I wanted to get rid of the water in my body. So I couldn't eat the protein I wanted or the seafood I wanted because of the fact that it had a lot of water in it. Now, I mean, it had a lot of salt in it, I'm sorry. It had a lot of salt, it retained a lot of salt in it, it retained water in your body. Now, what he also taught me to excrete a lot of fluids out of my body, which would be asparagus. Some people I know eat a lot of asparagus. They love asparagus. And asparagus is a good thing because asparagus helps excrete water out of the body. So I would advise some people to eat asparagus because it's actually it's an acquired taste, and I can't lie, it's an acquired taste, but it'll be something to get into. Try different vegetables. Try different things. Now, there's some vegetables out there I won't eat myself, but so. Now, we only have a little while left on the show, about 6 minutes. If there's anyone out there listening, have a question, press 1, and I can answer your question. Whatever the question may be, if it's on nutrition or whatever the case may be, just let me know. You can press 1 on your phone and I should be able to answer you. But if not, I can continue on a little bit more. So just to recap, just remember you got to be cautious of how much cholesterol items you're taking into your system because your people have strokes and heart attacks from arteries. You got to make sure you're not eating a lot of cholesterol. People don't realize when they're eating eggs, especially that yolk, has a lot of cholesterol. A boiled egg, one egg contains about 7 to 8 grams of protein by itself, just one egg. But it has a lot of cholesterol in it, so you have to be careful when you're eating those eggs. Some people, which I know you don't want to throw away food like me. If you like me, I ain't into throwing away food. Some people, like if they eat boiled eggs, they rather throw away. They might eat 4 boiled eggs, but they're going to throw away at least 2 yolks in order to keep down the cholesterol. Me personally, I'd be trying to get all of it. If I'm going to eat it, I'm going to eat it. I ain't trying to throw nothing away. I paid my money for it. But you have to be mindful. If you want to kind of ease back on your cholesterol intake, you're going to have to do those things in order to make sure you not have a lot of cholesterol in your body. Now, on another note, everybody that's, especially now, you're at home and there's nothing really to do, work out. Do something in your home. Even if you have to just sit in front of the TV and walk in place, do something, get your heart rate up. Because the more your heart rate gets up, the more blood flow you can push through your body to help push a lot of the cholesterol out of your artery. And that way you live a long and live healthy. It could be 35, 45 minutes. Get in front of the TV or your favorite TV show that you're watching. Get up and do something. Because right now is the time to do these things, especially everybody can't really get out like they want to. Or, I mean, if you need to go to the park, put your mask on, go to the park, or just be cautious of dealing with these people, you know, around you. But do something, especially at this time when you have the time. Because a lot of you are not working. A lot of you are not working at home. I mean, you're working at home, but so you have the option of being able to do whatever you want to do. So be mindful and take advantage of this free time right now to learn more about your nutrition, about your health, what you need to do to maintain. Don't wait till the last minute like most people do. They wait till the last minute when the doctor tells them, hey, you need to do this and that because you are on the edge of having a heart attack or on the verge of being a diabetic, but they wait till the last minute. Well, I think I need to do something. Don't wait till the last minute. Don't be one of those because sometimes you wait till the last minute. The last minute is too late. So you want to get in where you are maintaining and able to get yourself in some kind of health. Get into a good, healthy workout plan. Get you a good nutritional plan. If you need help with a nutrition plan, please don't be afraid to contact me. You can call me directly on my cell phone, 662-497-6807. You can email me at fitnessevolution350@yahoo.com. But whatever you want to do, however you want to contact me, you can hit me on Facebook. It doesn't matter. If you need help, don't be ashamed to ask for help because I'm here. Use me as much as you possibly can to get the help you need to get yourself in the shape you want to be in. Don't allow other things, outside forces, to keep you from losing the weight you want to lose or to get in a healthy shape. Don't allow the things out here in the world to stop you from these things because people will allow a job to stop them from working out like they should. And a job will stop you because most people are trying to maintain or keep that job, which I understand and I ain't got no problem with that. But don't allow a job to keep you from getting into good shape, to getting to where you need to be, to doing the things that you need to do in order to stay in shape. Don't allow other things, obstacles, to keep you from being where you need to be. So put in your mind that you're going to get in some kind of shape today. Today could be the day that you start a new lifestyle. Today could be that day. So get in your mind that you're going to start today to start working out and getting yourself in shape. Feel free to contact me at any given time. Call me on my cell phone, 662-497-6807. You can hit me on my email, fitnessevolution350@yahoo.com, or you can hit me on Facebook on the Raymond CPT Humphrey. You can contact me about the manual if you would like a nutritional book with recipes and smoothies and whatever the case may be. You can contact me. I want to thank y'all, the ones that were listening, the ones that are going to listen to this later because it's a podcast. You can always go back and listen to it. Thank y'all for listening to me. I want to thank my gospel soul for allowing me to do my show on Saturdays. I want to thank everybody, the cast, Queenie, JD, the barber, the whole crew. I thank y'all for joining me. Y'all have a great day.